mountain. Now, what would stout mean?
Baldness all the way across. All the way around.
Now, could you talk about butter being stout?
No, you couldn't do that because butter would be just the cream off of the milk, you know. It'd just be as used as grease.
So, if it was turning bad, you wouldn't say it was getting stout?
No, you'd say it was getting runny.
And if it was, what's chunky mean?
That means people are getting fat and outgrowing their clothes.
And if you say, if a person just always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper, you say
he's mighty kind and good is what I'd say.
Well, what would that mean, kind and good?
That means being the same thing, I reckon, every time you see him. That's the way I got it.
And what would it mean if it was a teenage boy and he was growing up real tall, but he was still real thin, and he was sort of clumsy with what he did. You say he's real what?
Clumsy.
You say he's clumsy?
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
And so what would that mean, clumsy mean?
Dropping everything and not noticing what he's doing the way I got it.
Well, if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, they just don't make any sense, you say, he's just a plain...
I'd say he's just plain crazy.
Is there any other word there?
Unless you said he was just plain nuts or something like into that.
Well, what about a word like fool? Is that a good
word?
Well,
that's a good word, but you know now, the Bible says ye that call your brother or sister a fool, there's no, you can't enter in the kingdom of heaven.
Because
he takes care of the foolish people, you see, and they ain't got no mind. But people that just wants to be ignorant and dumb, they create such as that sometimes, just being that way to keep from doing it.
So you could say somebody was... Could you call somebody a fool like that?
Yeah, well, that's what the Bible says. You're doing wrong when you call anybody a fool or call them any other way. Your feet cold?
Oh, no, ma'am. Not with these big boots, huh? Well, if a person never spends a cent, what do you say he is?
I say he's a stingy person.
And what would you say about a person who, like, asks you to help him do things? Like, when you help me plow my garden... But he won't help you plow your garden.
I'd say, well, now, in return, you don't help me and I don't help you.
So what would a person like that be called? That one would get the most out of you but wouldn't help you any?
I'd say I call him a person that wanted the other person to wait on him and do what he wanted.
Would he be a stingy person?
He'd be either a stingy person or a selfish person.
And what about the word common? You didn't use that. What does it mean? A common person.
Well, I reckon that just means a person that's set in the same ways, if you know what I'm talking about, and don't want to change no way on it for nothing.
So that'd be a common person. Mm-hmm. So would it be an all right thing to say she's a common girl?
No, I reckon not.
What would that mean?
I don't know where I've ever used that word. I don't know how to fix it that way.
Well, what if there's an old man who he's strong and active and he doesn't show his age, you know, but he's really an old man. You say he's quite what?
Quite.
He's very...
I'd say he is very active. It is.
And would you use that word for young people too? If you're talking about young people who...
Well, if I was around them a little bit and know that their action was for the